Bills. Huff, anything you'd like to add to this wonderful, wonderful victory at Citi Field on just a beautiful summerish Tuesday night?
Well, I just wanted to say that I love you. You make my days go by better when something like this happens. Thank God this was a easy win, because I can't take the stress. There's 11 games left, Evan. 11 games left. We haven't hit the playoffs, and I feel like we're actually in the playoffs right now. It's too intense already. I'm very frustrated. Here's a couple of things, too. I do have to piggyback on some stuff. I couldn't stand Tyler McGill. I didn't want to see him in the rotation. Guy's been a stud. I was wrong with that. Luis Acuña, I didn't think he had any power. Dude, that swing is identical to his brother. I cannot believe that, dude. It's sick. I keep on seeing the replays. It's good. He's a freaking stud. And thank you, Alexis Diaz, for helping us out. I know you felt bad about last year, Edwin Diaz, you know, going down with injury. So you're having a little revenge tour against the Atlanta Braves. Thank you. And finally, we do miss Francisco Lindor. I don't care how good Acuña's bat's going to be. Lindor covers so much ground defensively. You miss him.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, it's as Acuña ripped that home run, I'm sure there was a thought that went through everybody's mind rather briefly, or maybe not briefly, maybe you're still thinking about it. And that was, what if Acuña tears it up for the next couple of days? Like, what does that do for when Lindor hopefully does come back? Obviously, we don't know when Lindor is going to come back. Hopefully it's soon. And obviously, I'm not suggesting Lindor doesn't play. That'd be the most ridiculous thing ever. Lindor is the MVP or an MVP candidate. He will be the shortstop. But remember, Luis Acuña was learning other positions in the minor leagues. He was learning other positions because there is no future for him at shortstop at the major league level. And you start to think, is there a way, if Acuña's hitting? I mean, this was a very impressive three-hit game. As I mentioned, he really could have gone 4-4 because the one time they got him out, he ripped a line drive right at the center fielder, and you talked about the home run he hit. Is there a way where Acuña could actually work his way into the starting lineup, even with a returning Francisco Lindor? So he played a little bit of second base down in the minor leagues. I don't think that's a spot for him because Jose Iglesias is also an everyday player. Mark Vientos, despite a little bit of a batting slump, everyday player. But then you start to think about the outfield. Would the Mets have enough confidence for Luis Angel Acuña to become a factor in the outfield? Harrison Bader, for the most part, has not hit a lot. Brandon Nimmo hasn't hit. We didn't see him in the...
I think we lost Mr. Evan. He's in a free zone. Oh, there he is. He's back. Evan's back, everybody.
I apologize. I know. That's the problem with the drive home. I'm telling you, the next time I go to a game and we do a Rico, we're going to do it from the Spanish announcer's table, as my friend likes to call it, because it's professional wrestling with the Spanish announcer's table. So I apologize. I know the drive homes aren't perfect, but is there a way for Acuña to actually steal at bats? Look, I gave you some lighting. You like that, Pete?
Oh, hey, you have a face.
Yeah, I don't think you're legally allowed to drive with the light. Are you allowed to drive with your light on
from
the inside of the car?
They could pull you over.
All right, so that's gone. Let me shut that off. No ticket for me. But yeah. Hopefully Acuña makes that an actual discussion. Like, how do we get his bat in the lineup with Lindor back? But here's the other thing about Lindor. And I talked about this on the air today because we were all making predictions on when we think Lindor is going to come back. And my honest prediction is the Atlanta series. I don't think he's going to play this weekend against the Philadelphia Phillies. But I think the better the Mets do without him and the bigger cushion they give themselves, the more they can be conservative. The more they can say, you know what, let's continue to give him as much rest as possible because of how important those three games against Atlanta are. So I think if the Mets can somehow continue to win games and maintain this lead, I think there's a chance the Mets may be even more conservative with Francisco Lindor, and they probably should be. Because we need him healthy for the series against Atlanta. That's imperative. That's the priority.
Real quick, what do you think? I mean, listen, Arizona, if they lose this game and we're tied, we have the series victory over Arizona, so we'll be in second place. Do we start to think about where we want to be positioned in the playoffs, or do we just want to get in?
No!
Oh,
I just want to get in. Positioning. I truthfully... Just get me to the freaking playoffs. I mean, whether it's a series against San Diego, a series against Milwaukee, a series, it doesn't freaking matter. Like, just get to the playoffs. The reality is, while the Mets are never going into the playoffs as a favorite, I don't believe any team in the National League is that unbeatable. I mean, the Phillies are probably the best team based on the health of their starting pitching and how good their bullpen is when you compare it to everybody else. But the Brewers are beatable. The Dodgers are beatable. I do think the Phillies are beatable, even if they're the best team in the National League. So just get in and let's take our damn chances. Anyhow, I am not going to the game for game three of this series, so we'll have a traditional Rico Bronya following the conclusion of Wednesday night's game to recap the series and, more importantly, recap the game and also look ahead to what's happening with the Philadelphia Phillies in the four-game series. So we do have a Rico coming up tomorrow night. And like I mentioned, we're going to try to do Ricos every day until this regular season ends, with the exception of Thursday, because that's New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers home opener day. And that personally is going to be a tough day, because I am going to that game and the Mets are home. And you know me, I'm a DVR snob. I cannot attempt to DVR a Mets game while I'm at a Jets Thursday night game. So I will be the guy with the iPad out with the Met game on while the Jet game is on. So something I've done many times at Citi Field, where I have another sporting event on at Citi Field, I will do that at MetLife Stadium, and hopefully we'll have a Mets victory and a Jets victory on Thursday night.
And I could attest, he's watching usually the Brooklyn Nets while he's watching the Mets at Citi Field, and it's probably one of the most heartbreaking things, watching him watch a terrible basketball team of the Nets.
Well, yeah, because those games are in April when the season's over. I mean, imagine this year, this upcoming next season, when it's like April 5th and I'm watching the Brooklyn Nets try to avoid their 68th loss of the season, and I'm at Citi Field while it's all happening. Yeah, it's a depressing state of affairs.
I do have an announcement to make, by the way. There will be somebody in the crowd on Friday night, and it's going to be the first for us this year. It's going to be the BT and Sal show. We are going to be...
You better bring us good karma. I don't need any negative karma from you guys on that Friday night.
No. It's all... But Sal may sing something about the wild card. I'm not sure, but I'll try to put a muzzle in his mouth if possible.
Where are you guys sitting so people can annoy you?
I do not know yet, but we will find that out very, very soon, and we'll make the announcement on either the Rico tomorrow or sometime on air.
Here's the real question. Are you guys going to pay for tickets, or are you just getting freebies from somebody?
I went through somebody to get them, yes.
Nah, listen, I respect that. I mean, why would you want to spend money? I don't. I do because I'm a schmuck. That's my own problem.